Hi, I'm Jameson Stafford. I'm the CEO of a company called Iventa. You can see from our website, we are a software as a service e-commerce provider. We work with a number of entertainment companies. As you can see, we provide e-commerce for the Sacramento Kings, a number of nonprofit organizations. But sort of our bread and butter is in the music industry. Grateful Dead, Metallica, Ricky Martin, Heart.
The list goes on.
And yeah, the list kind of goes on and on and on. Nelly Furtado, Bon Jovi, sort of. A lot of the names that you've probably heard of run off of our e-commerce system, our fan club system, and our digital download system. So our technology is 100% software as a service based on the .NET platform. We expose everything as a SOAP web service, which gets consumed into the artists and the entertainment and the retail websites. As Matt Kaufman here, our VP of Product Development.
Hi, how you doing?
We'll show you here. We've consumed our own web services into a back-end application, which we call the dashboard system. This is essentially an aggregation of all the web services that we offer bundled into an interface. It's running off of ASP.NET Ajax, so you can see we have some nice transitions and fade effects. Essentially what you're looking at here is the product catalog manager. So this is how a band, in the case of the Grateful Dead, would go in and actually manage their products, their inventory, that sort of thing. It's a very easy-to-use interface. Our system does more than that. It actually gets into, there's a number of back-end services that run that track inventory, send out emails, allow our warehouse, we actually have a physical warehouse that will distribute products, to receive orders, interface with UPS, ship orders, notify the customer, handle returns, and that sort of thing. So this is kind of what the back end looks like. And as if you want to see the front end, Matt can show you. Since we are consuming web services, it's completely flexible. It can look any way you want it to look. It can integrate with just about any platform you want it to integrate with, including, you know, in some cases we've, you know, exported things as SOAP web services and actually had them consumed by PHP, JSP, that sort of thing. The back end was what you saw with the dashboard. This is what the front end looks like in the case of the Grateful Dead. It's completely flexible, again, can look however you want it to look. In terms of implementation, we're going to let Matt speak a little bit more as to, you know, sort of how we implemented .NET here and maybe some of the hurdles and some of the successes we've run into.
All right. Well, what we're looking at here is ASP Ajax. We use ASP Ajax to power these effects for paging a category page. When I discovered ASP Ajax shortly after it was renamed from Atlas, I started playing with it. I turned to our JavaScript guy after actually implementing that effect, and I said, how long would that take you to do? And he looked at me and said, 2 to 3 days. Like, that just took me 10 minutes to do for the entire site.
Wait, which effect are you talking about?
If you look right here, we've got a nice Ajax transition between these pages with a nice fade in, fade out. It's really subtle. I mean, I know that people can go overboard with color changes and things moving, but I prefer kind of a subtler approach where it just seems more natural. And, you know, it's really quick, really snappy, and users love it. We started building on .NET 2.0 in the winter of 2005, rebuilding this version of the system. And, you know, like any large software development, we face problems. Over time, we learned how to deal with them. And, you know, some of the initial stuff we struggled with was really making that transition into .NET and trying to get all the functionality onto one page and all in a single code behind file. And that soon got unwieldy. What we realized was really you have to be using user controls. You've got to componentize your functionality and your interfaces into little bite-sized chunks that you can drop on a page. And so now almost everything we have is abstracted out to a user control.
Can you show me on the UI here which ones the user controls to point out?
Okay, well, this right here would be our product list user control, and each of these items here would be a product list item user control.
Okay.
And they have little properties on them like show description, show teaser, bold price. So when we go and create a new site, it's really just taking our user controls, tweaking the properties declaratively in the code in front, in the markup, and our junior developers can go and kind of cobble together a site using the stuff our more senior guys have done in making these controls. So the process of rolling out a new site using controls becomes much, much easier and much more flexible than it previously had been. And it allows us to really, like, when we customize a site, it's really just rearranging controls in new ways and tweaking the properties. So it build out can be really, really fast. And development isn't the bottleneck. Usually it's the process and the client and them making decisions and getting sign-off that ends up holding us back. If we've got something clear and some clear creative to work off of and the client has a vision, we can turn around a store in 3 days.
Wait, 3 days to make a store?
If everything's ready to go and there's no decision making on the part of the client and they have creative in hand, we can do a store in 3 days.
I think we did the actual American Idol tour store over a weekend. I think we got everything on a Friday and launched the store on a Monday. And it was just a matter of they had creative. We had the controls already done and ready to go, and it was just a matter of plugging them in.
So you built a set of controls specifically for music industry merchandise.
Correct. We have download controls. We have e-commerce functionality, shopping cart. The entire, if you want to go in, maybe show them the shopping carts, the control, the order page, that sort of thing.
So this is our cart control. Our cart control has a repeater on it, and that's actually a cart item control within that repeater. So it just makes developing a lot easier than juggling strings, so to speak, like you end up doing in a lot of other languages, when you have these logical little components that play well together.
Now, what was the site on before ASP.net?
We ran classic ASP, and I think everybody that ran classic ASP probably ran into the problem of spaghetti code at one point. And our first platform just kept growing and growing and growing. The lines of code kept growing and growing and growing. And you start running into interesting problems, like this file is including that file, and and all the variables are in the same scope, and things just started getting ugly. So the switch to the more object-oriented, encapsulated approach of .NET really makes our code more stable. And also, obviously, when you're using Visual Studio, it's doing all the check. You can't build if there's an error. I mean, there's a potential for a runtime error, but if you know what you're doing, you can avoid that. But in other programming languages in our previous platform, there's no way to catch an error until somebody caught it in QA. You can't just hit build and check everything, which is really, really nice.
Now, what do you see as the future for the company, for the technology?
Well, we're actually rebuilding everything in Silverlight right now. No, I'm just kidding. Or am I? We're growing. There's a lot of demand for what we're doing. We are hiring .NET developers, so if anybody is interested in moving to Los Angeles, we're 5 minutes from the beach, and you can email us at jobs@iventa.com.
Would there be .NET developers that want to get in the rock and roll business too?
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you want to have some fun and go to some parties.
some of the developers from our Mumbai office came over. It's a funny story, and last year we took them to a show at the House of Blues, and some of the bands that we were working with were there. And we actually ended up walking down the red carpet, so these guys had literally just come over from India and like stepped right onto the red carpet, and all the photographers were snapping pictures and all this stuff. So, yeah, that will happen to you if you come work at that.
Well, thank you so much, guys.
All right, thank you.